Okay. Any question? My Alzheimer doesn't let me remember. What is my question? Where are we? What are we talking about? I repeat after so many times, again and again, that this is one stuff, old. So, there are times that you have to go back and close your eyes, almost, then look at it. You remember that. When you go in a painting gallery, something like that, you will see the office, they go back and they do this. Not to see the details, not to be disturbed by all the details, to see the totality. You have to know the totality. This is the part of enrichment. Means this is the part that will explain your activity for the rest of your life. This is what we are talking about. In book one, we explain what the problem is and what the solution could be. Problem was you trusting your brain totally, and your brain is inactive sometimes. It's inactive all the time when you are sleeping in your dream, and it's disturbing when you're in the state of imagination, which is what we are looking at. Right? Then you could even imagine non-existence. This is part one. Part two, he said, you should come out. Coming out means finding someone, working with someone, changing, being ready to pay the price of that change, which is constant. Constantly you pay some price for the stuff you gain. And mainly, the stuff you gain is shown. Means you don't have to absorb something new. You have to eliminate some of those animal stuff. Remember, human being mainly has a quality unique to human being. It's called honesty. We understand what the honesty is and why it is good. The animals, they cannot afford and they don't understand the honesty. They have to cheat, if not they will die. As simple as that. We are not like that. So we have to come out, shine yourself. And by that I mean deeply from your heart, not from your brain. And do it just for the shine. Not for something else. Because your intention should be pure here. When we talk about love, it requests some pure intention. That was book one. I said, okay, go and reflect on it. Book two, I said, okay, let me tell you what this knowledge is all about. Do you remember book two? Do you remember how many stories it was? Don't you think it's time to go back and page it and see what was going on? He started to, with a long opening, talking about everything. Then explained that 110 verses in the rest of the book. There was a couple of different stuff. First, he started with the meaning of this wisdom. The meaning of this wisdom is to flower. And for this, you have to go and study and learn and come back, bring it, share it with your co-workers. That's what it is. In this you should remember, first of all, the intention of your donkey is towards the grass. By that he meant, remember, your animal wants to feed. You should observe that animal constantly. Why? because whenever you don't know where to go, look at the animal. Wherever the animal is going is wrong. Go the opposite. Remember all that? Let me tell you something. We do something here which looks like magic. It's not. Basically simple. We draw a picture of beloved. Means we draw a picture of something that we believe that's happened. That's the best. And we don't know about it a lot, do we? We know only one stuff. We know it's beautiful. It should be. Period. Yeah. With this imagination, what are we doing? If you look at it superficially, we are making an idol. We are making a painting and a statue, a description of that beloved. And this is bad. But the meaning of it, what it will do to us, is beautiful. Because that beauty will help us go through the fire. You remember the fire which comes out of the mouth of the dragon, which is the hell? We have to go through it because we are in between. Half of that is here, half of that is here. We have to move. That's all we do. Then he explained the how. He said, first of all, remember, the first stuff is standing up, responsibility. We could never forget that, because with the responsible people, really honestly, we have nothing to say. No, this is about that. So, let's start with your responsibility. The first one, you cannot decline, it's over there, and you have to observe it, is the donkey we're talking about. You should feed this donkey yourself. Don't let others to feed it. Take care of your brain. Then you started to explain it again and again. I give it to you. We come to book three. This is, okay, now you learned it. What did you learn? You learn the description of the wisdom. Are you a wise person? Now you should feed, you should find that wisdom. How? Quite obvious. Ask a six-year-old boy that there is something I want to know. What will the boy say? Google it. Go and search it. Okay, you will Google it. It will come 12 million response. They're talking about this wisdom. Then what would you do? In addition to all those documents, there are living creatures, knowledgeable. You should consult them, work with them. This is what you should do. You want me to do it for you? It's not possible. You have to do it yourself. That's what it is. So, he started with, what should you do? He said, listen, I'm not there, and I know nothing about Google stuff. But I know about books, I know about the people, and I cannot tell you what to do. The only thing I could help you with is to avoid something, not to lose. First not to do is, don't go backward with the knowledge. Because the advancement of knowledge is in civic life. He brought in a city dweller and a villager. And he said, don't go there. Because over there, what they promise you is nostalgia, nothing else. And you will lose a lot. So that was the first thing not to do. Then, do you remember what he said? After that, he said, let me tell you a very big story. He started with the story of Moses and Pharaoh, because in this path of knowledge you learn, you should be careful, because by learning your ego will inflate. This is the difficulty. You should know that if you really know, which is impossible, even that will not do. Because here, you're not talking about reading and getting information. You're talking about living it. And your Pharaoh is there. Do you want to get rid of the Pharaoh? You cannot. Because first of all, who is doing the work? Pharaoh should do the work. Let him do his part. First, he wants to stop Moses from coming. And that will help Moses. Why? Because for stopping Moses, Pharaoh always does silly stuff. Because Pharaoh doesn't know Moses. Just doesn't want him to be around. Because he wants to be the king. As simple as that. My ego doesn't like Moses, but doesn't know about Moses. That's the good stuff. That's the one we use. Moses will play with it. Because first of all, he starts to play with Moses. Remember, what did Moses answer when he said, let's play? That's something you should never forget. He said, the hell with you and your games. I'm listening to someone else. Do you remember? He said, okay, let's have time. Give me some time. But what he wants is not that bad. So he will tell Moses to give it. It will come to your heart when the moment comes that you give a chocolate to your ego. Should understand that the ego should be here, but you should be in control. How? Let's go back. What we were talking about? We were talking about gathering the knowledge, reading and Googling and all that stuff. Remember? Okay, let's talk about knowledge. I'm not talking about wisdom. Knowledge. And knowledge is not one simple stuff. There are different things we call knowledge, but first of all, you should learn that knowledge is controlled by Pharaoh. Okay? My ego has my knowledge, right? But not all of it. There are exceptional knowledges. Remember those two guys, two sorcerers? He explained that there are knowledges that they connect. First of all, they are connected to the base, so they could go to the mother and the father grave and understand and try it, and when they see the result, they're not like Pharaoh. Their knowledge of their ancestors, this guy is okay. So they're with this. That was a portal.